Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
As South Africa moves into 2025, I think it's fair to say that there is a degree of optimism about the country's economic prospects. We've seen improved energy availability. Inflation seems to be under control there or thereabouts. And there's also this post-election momentum that has set the stage for potential growth. Business confidence, consumer confidence is looking a whole lot better. So I want to take a look now at KPMG's latest South African economic outlook and discuss what lies ahead. And I'm joined now by Frank Blackmore, lead economist at KPMG. Frank, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. You're predicting growth of around 1.5% next year and 1.8% in 2026. What are the key drivers behind this optimism?
I think, as you were saying, there are a lot of headwinds that could help the economy to achieve this type of level of growth. As you mentioned in your introduction, the energy availability that has been more consistent second part of this year will definitely help. The optimism that you were speaking about, or the sentiment, that should also provide some kind of boost. We've already seen upgrades in the outlook from rating agencies impacting South Africa, so that definitely is in place as well. The fact that business and government are looking into bottlenecks in infrastructure and other network activities, improving those all the time as they did with electricity, I think counts favorably. And of course, we're entering a far better international growth scenario. And obviously, if our trading partners' prospects improve, that improves our prospects as well. And in fact, the only change we did in this fourth quarter in our growth phase was kind of claw back these growth rates slightly because of the outcomes and the post-election policies from the US that may impact not only South Africa, but the whole world, and those specifically in around the sort of trade migration type policies that have been brought up there.
Frank, I did mention reduced inflation. It's dropped significantly this year. But do you think this is influencing sufficiently the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee? There is still a degree of cautious conservatism, isn't there?
Mm. Well, there is. And our forecast sees probably another 1 percentage point, so 4 individual 25 basis point reductions into or through next year, if everything goes right, of course. As I said in my previous reply, the big uncertainty here is Trump taking the presidency of the US and what policies come in there, most of which could be inflationary, not only for the US, but globally, adding costs, etc. And that could be the dampener on whether we see 3 or 4 reductions next year. The Reserve Bank is data dependent. It obviously must look at South Africa's monetary policy, but it keeps an eye on what's happening elsewhere as well, the Fed, etc. Because if they disregard that and only look at South African numbers, it could be counterproductive. In other words, you create a bigger differential between South Africa's sort of inflation rate and the US inflation rate. That creates depreciation in the rand, and we end up importing a higher level of inflation as well. Because they target inflation, they have to look at all components, and that also requires them focusing on what's happening overseas as well.
As far as South Africa is concerned, unemployment remains a significant concern despite the positive momentum that's been gathered as a result of the Government of National Unity. We still need structural changes to create meaningful job growth, and we're not really seeing that or any indication thereof.
I think there's some early signs. I referred to the sort of collaboration between government and business that is looking at certain infrastructural bottlenecks in the economy. We know they have put a lot of input into the electricity issues facing the country. Now they're looking at road, rail, ports, these type of things. But growth is a complex problem. And, you know, it's easy to sort of see the symptoms of growth. We can all see the sort of cracked paint that needs repainting. But if you've neglected an economy for 10, 15 years, the maintenance aspects, the growth aspects thereof, there are probably more underlying problems there as well that need to be addressed. And then, of course, public services are an important component. Things such as the how efficiently cities operate. We know one of the main goals is to deal with spatial inequality in South Africa, with township areas normally being outside urban areas, the jobs being in urban areas. But if our cities continue to decline, those jobs will not be in either the urban areas or the outlying areas. And therefore, your cities are also an important component of this. Education. People need a healthy workforce, is a productive workforce. An educated workforce is a better workforce. Safety and security, getting to and from work, these are all important services that are not running optimally and all contribute to this growth issue that we face or challenge.
Another concern is the contraction in agriculture, and that was evidenced in the latest GDP numbers. How concerned are you about that? And again, we're held hostage here by drought and climate change. There's very little that we can actually do, is there?
Yes, I think South Africa per se is one of the countries that does use a lot of irrigation, etc., but yet we're still sort of subject to these vicissitudes of climate and weather on our economy. And although it contributes a small amount to the GDP overall, they can, like mining, for example, add a lot more to it. And one does get these big fluctuations in agriculture. You can have a minus 30 followed by a plus 35% growth if things do go well. Obviously, behind those numbers, there are also real jobs and real implications. Those farmers have had to take out loans. Are those loans going to be serviced? Will they be able to employ those workers? So the real economy parts follow these sort of numbers that we throw about. But agriculture itself is a sector that has large variation. I'm sure we'll bounce back. We have a very resilient agricultural sector. They've had many challenges to overcome. I'll see the sector coming back, so not a long-term concern overall.
And just finally, in your report, you've emphasized a need for fiscal consolidation. We all accept that. But is there enough evidence that that is actually happening or going to happen in the short to medium term?
I think so far we have seen governments stick to this fiscal consolidation sort of proposal that they've pushed out. Whether it happens or not, you know, you tend to get the can being kicked down the road. And at the February budget, we see that the peak in debt will be X, and that will take place in 3 years' time. And then at the mini budget, it takes place at Y level and gets, you know, just moved further down the road. But I think we are at the point where the authorities in charge realize that this is a point that needs to be addressed, both because of the debt itself and the productivity of the South African economy, but also more importantly, we would like to shift the debt service cost into areas where it's required, of which there are many: infrastructure, as I said, public services, getting this economy going again.
Well, that's a look ahead to 2025, and my thanks to Frank Blackmore, lead economist at KPMG. I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.